Welcome back to more San Diego Comic-Con interviews. This time we're talking to the cast of Eureka, including Will Wheaton, who's been just added to the cast, Jamie Paglia, who's the executive producer of Eureka, and Sally Richardson Whitfield, who plays Allison Blake.
So can you tell us a little bit about this love triangle?
Dr. Martin comes to Eureka, and she's beautiful and charming and intelligent, and Fargo likes her, so Dr. Parrish immediately needs to win Dr. Martin's affections, not only because she's smart and beautiful and clever, but because if Dr. Parrish wins, then Fargo loses. And that is their relationship.
When you did your original appearance in 4.0, did you know that you'd be coming back this extended role? Was there a sense that this could become a recurring gig?
Amy said if this character works, then we would really like to fit you in for 4.5. And it sort of felt kind of like an extended audition for me, and I had to just forget that and leave it out and just do my best job. And I think before we were even done with production, Jamie said, we're loving Dr. Parrish and we want to have you in for more. Will you come back for the back half of the season? And I said, yeah, how many? And he said, I don't know, how many can you be in? And it was great. It was a terrific, terrific season for me.
So is it a question now of toning down the character to make him a little more palatable long term? Because he is a kind of annoying character on some level, or are you amping him up, really taking him into that next?
Characters always evolve over the course of a season. I mean, unless something is explicitly plotted out and it's like, and you are the killer, things are constantly open to evolution and to changing. And things happen on the set that can never be predicted in the writer's room, and character relationships develop between actors and just because of certain things in scripts, and that really affects how a character evolves and changes. I don't think Dr. Parrish changes too much. I mean, his function in the show is to be sort of a guy you love to hate, and he's not heroic, and he's not selfless, and he's kind of a dick, and that's just sort of who he is, and I think he remains true to that. I mean, even guys that are giant dicks have moments of kindness, but that is sort of who he is, and I worked real hard to stay true to that.
So do we get to see Dr. Parrish's side of things, though? You know, do we sort of start to understand where he's coming from, or is he always more seen from Fargo's?
You know, I think that would be revealing too much.
Fair enough.
Not everyone in one shot.
Apparently, you're the designated question asker. Anyone else?
How about this? Where would you like to see your character go evolve? You're talking about the evolution of your character. Say next season, because you've got shooting season 5,
yeah.
Where do you want to see your character go?
That's a tough question to ask because I already know the actual correct answer to it. I love the relationship that develops between Parrish and Carter. Because Parrish, you know, everybody in Eureka is just sort of like, oh, Carter, you're an everyman and you're cute and you kind of don't know things. And Parrish is like, you are so stupid. And Colin and I are such good friends that we developed this really wonderful relationship where we were, he's being patient and Parrish is being a jerk, and Parrish mistakes his patience for weakness, and it makes for some of my favorite scenes to shoot, and I would love to see more of the relationship between the two of them.
One of the show's coolest aspects is its cast. It's one of the strongest parts of the show. Were there any relationships with characters that you did not necessarily foresee as being an interesting part? Like, was there a moment where you were having a scene with one of the characters and you were like, oh, I didn't realize that, you know, Parrish and this character could have this?
Yeah, actually, there was a moment that happened during rehearsal where I have a scene with Joe Morton and Colin, and we're trying to do something, and it's kind of time sensitive. And I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's sort of like, really, if we could stop the world from flipping itself inside out and imploding and, you know, put the lava beast back in the hole and prevent the Balrog from climbing out, that'd be great, guys. Fix the thing. And we have this thing where we're sort of analytically talking about a thing, and just in rehearsal, Joe and I realized we're both scientists, so we could get excited about the science behind something and start sort of geeking out about the science of this thing, while Colin's like, guys, world's melting, maybe geek out later,
right.
And it changed the relationship between Parrish and Henry.
Right.
Because Parrish now respects him and likes him.
So is there like one big teaser that you have that you want fans to know about for this season? Something to be looking out for, to keep in mind?
The Astraeus mission is going to fundamentally change everything.
Okay.
And none of us are prepared for what happens.
Can you give any hint about how your character fits into the Astraeus?
Nope.
No, you can't. I figured as much.
Sorry.
What was it like getting back into the world of technobabble? Is this something that...
The technobabble is terrific because the technobabble on Eureka comes from a science advisor, and even with the made-up science, our science advisor comes up with a way to take that fake science and give it at least a toehold in reality.
Right.
And things sort of follow a logical flow, unlike Star Trek where they just made up words that sounded technical.
So it's almost like it's a language unto itself, technobabble,
yeah.
And you either speak it well or in sort of the broken English.
I wrote a post on my blog about this, about the delivery of technobabble. You know, when a scientist talks about science, they have a point of view about the science, and they're excited about it, and they feel passionately about it. So when they're describing thermodynamics, they describe it in a way where that excitement comes through, and their also expert knowledge of it comes through. What you don't see is a scientist going, God, what happens? As an actor, it's very important that I have the same passion and the same point of view about these made-up facts that the character does, so that when the audience watches that scene, they don't see an actor going, oh God, what happens? They see a scientist who's excited about something, bringing that across and communicating it to the other characters. And it's really challenging to do technobabble well.
Right.
And I have I gained an additional level of respect for the people who do that all the time and do it really well.
Well, I'll kick things off. So you're out writing season 5.
Yeah, I'm actually, I spent last night, instead of going out to the parties, I was supposed to go to Woodstock to see Will and all these friends of ours. I was actually in my room with half my staff and Bruce Miller, my co-showrunner, breaking the season finale because I'm writing that right now for season 5, which will air sometime next year.
Has there been any talk about season 6 yet?
Lots of talk about season 6, and fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed?
Fingers crossed.
And are they looking forward to another 13 episode or another split?
I don't know exactly yet.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, the split is killing you.
Well, I don't think that they want to split anymore.
Okay.
Because obviously that was sort of not well received by the audience, and it's hard on us for a scheduling situation. I mean, this is season 4.5, as they call it, but it's season 6 in terms of our actual yearly airing cycles, and we're right now writing what is going to be season 7 in terms of the years that we've been on the air. So it would be nice to kind of try to get things back into some, you know, sense of normalcy.
So going back to season 4.5/season 6.
Yeah, right.
Assuming you can kind of remember it at this point.
I can. Yeah.
What are the sort of the big teases for people to be on the lookout for this year?
Well, we've got obviously the continuing ramifications of the timeline change for our characters, and they are adjusting to those changes in their personal lives. There are new discoveries about themselves and each other that will continue to play out, and the way that they react and sort of decide what they're going to do in terms of their new jobs and their new relationships is going to get very interesting. And then we have this sort of backbone of this mission being given to Eureka, and we've got amazing guest stars Ming-Na and Stan Lee and, you know, Dave Foley and obviously Felicia Day and Will Wheaton, and that will be something that sort of pits our scientists against each other as they're competing to be a part of it, and then all the technology that has to actually be developed by the people in Eureka to make this mission happen. So it's really interesting, and of course there's going to be a conspiracy element, as we saw with Beverly Barlow after this last episode, that Beverly has just sort of taken Allison, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen next.
I think that the
the really heavy delving into it has happened in the first half of the season, and the second half is more about adjusting to life now, and that way it's not, you know, every episode isn't about, oh, another giant timeline shift discovery, but it's something that becomes a part of their lives. I mean, there will be more discoveries along the way about themselves over the whole course of the season, but it's more about this you know, this mission, and then it's the individual stories that come out of, you know, some aspects of this project that's been given to them that will sort of fuel the storylines.
Yeah. You know, I know what happens to Lisa is kind of something that's going to drag out for a while, but is it moving in a positive direction?
It depends, I guess, on whether you want them to get together or not.
I do.
So. I do, too.
Thumbs up. So we got some thumbs up? I think that there is a connection that they have that is undeniable, and there's also a reason that Joe said no when he proposed, or couldn't answer, I should say, that she froze. And that voice in the back of her head is making her question diving right back into something with someone who is very different now. I mean, he's sort of the bad boy Zane that he was when he first came to Eureka. So do you want to go through that whole process again with somebody not knowing whether or not you should have said yes or no to their proposal to begin with? It's messy. And I think that one of the things that we really try to embrace in terms of storytelling is that our stories, I think that for us in season three and a half, that for a number of reasons, that we got into a little bit too much of an episodic nature without real ongoing ramifications each week. And we wanted there to be stakes that carried on. And that's one of the reasons why the reset is something that we didn't want to just fix. And it's the same thing with these relationships, that we wanted to, life is messy and our relationships are messy, and so we're embracing that.
I had a quick question. I'm blanking on Allison's son's name right now.
Kevin,
thank you. I really like where you're going with this character. You're making
thanks.
Him very, very interesting in a way you couldn't really do before.
Yeah.
And basically, I want to say, I want more. And do you have plans to kind of flesh that character out?
Yeah, Kevin continues to grow and evolve and become his own man. And that's hard for Allison to deal with. As a mom who was...
And that actor, by the way.
The actor, yeah. I mean, Trevor Jackson is a remarkable talent. Singer, dancer, writer, actor. I mean, he's like Michael Jackson on steroids, you know, having him on the show. But he is an incredible performer, which allows us to write more for him. And the character is interesting. Yeah, Allison was used to having a son who really was dependent on her in ways. And even though she really wished that she could connect with him more, as I think, you know, most parents that I know and a lot of our staff has very direct relationships with people with autism or with children with autism. My wife is an expert in the field, did all of her doctoral research on working with kids with autism. We were very careful in how we wanted to approach this. But there's that, what you feel, and we always were hearing, is that you wish that you could connect in a way that you couldn't. And so what happens when all of a sudden she can, but he's not really interested? You know, all of a sudden he's this sort of normal, rebellious teenager who's like, Mom, get off. I want to go to Dre's house and hang out and play Xbox. You know, I get it. You love me. That's enough. And she's kind of back on her heels. What do? Do I trust this? Do I just let him go? How do I deal with this? And it puts her in a unique position as a single mom with a very high demanding job, that we wanted to be able to really explore both sides of her character.
Right. Have you ever considered doing flashbacks to a new timeline? So to show either, so in other words, before the characters got back, what their lives were like. Do you follow me? So, you know, to see what the terminology here is difficult, but if you follow the universe to Fargo was like, things they don't know that they did.
What was he like before he replaced himself, and
exactly,
all of a sudden
yeah.
he was not the tyrant Fargo.
Right.
We don't have any plans for that specifically, because I think just like how you were trying to describe it, it could be very challenging.
It's very clear in my head, and then I start trying to describe it, and it just falls apart.
And then you have to think about how you would write that and shoot that. So, but it's an interesting idea. I think that we have been doing that more through other characters.
Right.
That other characters and their reactions to them in certain ways, or telling them something about them that they didn't know. You know, there's something that's about to come up for Allison in the next episode. It might be actually the one that we're going to screen tonight, where she learns something about herself from Felicia Day's character, Holly Martin, that she had no idea. But what she knows is that it was something that she had always dreamed of doing in the alternate timeline, but it was the road not taken. And in this timeline, she did take that road.
She went to space camp?
Maybe. So you have some space camp potentially to look forward to. So, and it's really awesome. That's an episode that really does feature Will Wheaton as well and Felicia Day that I've wanted to do for such a long time, which is get to see who these people were as kids before they grew up. And that's something that, we're going to get to do in this back half, the back half of the season.
I love Holly.
Felicia's amazing. I mean, there are certain actors like Will, like Felicia, like Wally Shawn, who just fit the show. And you wonder how they actually went on the show to begin with. And you're just glad that you can kind of grab them. And she's perfect. She's just, it was great to be able to create that role for her. So thanks, you guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
So what's going on in the head implants thing?
Oh, I can't say anything. No. Well, it definitely leads to Allison having a little fun and being a little different than you're normally used to seeing her. How about that? Which is fun for me. I'm always saying, you know, can I be a little bad? I'm being the same all the time. So I get to be a little bad.
The straight woman of the show.
Yeah, I mean, you know who she is. You know she has great integrity. You know she's intelligent and loving and all that stuff. But, you know, sometimes you want to have some fun and not be so predictable. So I get to have a little fun.
The complication with your relationship with Carter has actually gotten complicated.
Uh-huh.
Where do you see that going, or tell us anything, I guess, about that? Because you're so far ahead in the shooting schedule.
I know. I get very confused about what you guys are actually about to see or what you've already seen. But the relationship definitely grows. I think that what has been great is that they found a way to put us together. But we still have enough problems and, you know, if anything, you're working with someone and you're dating them. Do I call you Carter at work and Jack at home? You know, how does that work out? But you're not bored by it. You're not going, okay, now they're together, the show's over. So, and it was getting stupid to stay apart.
Well, it does feel like it's a story 5 years in the making.
Yes.
We've seen this build up. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not that you two are falling. It's not puppy love necessarily.
But after all those years of being friends, getting together is going to have problems within itself. And it can't just be peachy. You know, you're used to just being friends. Now you're trying to be lovers, and that's odd. So they like I said, they find enough problems to sort of pull us away and pull us back. But for a while, I think we're together, and it's working.
Do you think Allison misses being in charge of TV?
I think she's so happy not to have that responsibility. I think that it's worked out. Because you don't really, I mean, think about that. How much would you see your kids?
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love doing Eureka, there's times where I would be very happy to be back in L.A. seeing my kids every day and not flying home and just seeing them on the weekends. It's almost a relief to have that break and not have so much responsibility. And I think it's very much the same kind of thing, that now she gets to not be in charge of everything and spend some more time at home.
You directed episode last season.
And I just finished directing one this season.
So talk about that, how that was.
It is, I had started wanting to do it earlier, and then I was pregnant and did not seem to be the best time to start directing, like my first time. And the first time, I knew I wanted to, And you want to go, okay, this is a wonderful opportunity. They trust me to do it. They know I'm going to, but am I going to love it and be as good at it as I think I'm going to be? And I found that after doing it the first time, I was like, okay, I get it. I like it. I think this is going to be. And now after directing the second one, I'm like, okay, I get it. And so I'm really looking, I mean, most of the reason I would love, besides I love doing the show, coming back another season, I know I'd get to direct another one. And I'm really working hard at trying to get another show that's not ours, because no one's going to really take me seriously as a director until I direct something else. Because they just assume everyone's helping you so much that you're not really doing it. So that's sort of my mission during our break, is to find another, you know, TV show that will have me and give me a chance.
Just start skulking outside the Warehouse 13 offices or something.
Listen,
looking intimidating.
These people don't want to see me at the party.
No.
Because that's all my conversation is. Come on, come on, give me a chance. Come on, you need a black woman. Come on, you need a... I know we fill a slot somewhere, right? I tell them, I'm like, I don't care what you use. I don't, because, you know, they do, you know, they look at slot. Well, it would be really great. We need to fill a woman. We don't have any women directors this year. It'd be nice to get a black woman in there. I'm like, I don't care how you get me in the door. And I don't care why people think I got in the door. I know that when I get there, I'm going to work harder than anyone, and I'm going to be prepared. And then they won't say it anymore. I don't care what. I don't care how it works out, as long as I get there. I thought it was great. I loved it, but particularly when they told me that Fargo was going to be the head of GD, I thought that is brilliant, because it was just ripe for comedy. It's like, how funny is that going to be? And I think, and I like the fact that we're not going back, that it wasn't some thing that they did for one episode and then everything is resolved. I thought it was brave and it worked well. And I think it actually just gave our show a whole new life. And that change has been why we're still here. I think if we had just stayed in the same thing, I don't know, I would have been bored by it. And I think it just changed everything for us.
And obviously the big change for you is Kevin.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this last episode, we really started to get to see, you know, this new side of Kevin. Maybe talk about how that changes how you're playing the character, what, you know, challenges you as an actor, and what's coming up in that.
His character definitely has a lot more to do now. He gets, you know, he's in a lot of the episodes. He and Carter become buddies, and they get to run around a lot. And, you know, you really get to see Allison as a mom, because they just couldn't write that much. As wonderful as having an autistic son is, you just can't write that much for him to do. So, and I think it gives you an opportunity to see another side of her really as a mom. But yeah, he's a great kid, and he's great on the show. Sort of what we lost with Zoe there, we have with him now. We have that young energy. And he does really, he's just so darn cute, that kid. He's so talented. Really wonderful kid.
As an actor, do you like playing one-off episodes?
Okay.
Do you like playing one-off episodes better, or episodes with recurring storylines, like through lines?
I like the through lines.
Yeah.
It gives you, I mean, or we're just on CSI doing procedural. And I think that's what makes the show, is that you have these wonderful relationships that are growing, and people want to come back and go, okay, what's going to happen next week with that particular dilemma? So I think that's what they wanted to do in the beginning. And we finally, the writers, you know, after a while, they let you loose and do what you really want to do. And I think that's what has made the show better.